the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Please, your bets and jack wagons. Brad, the big noise episode, doing by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition on a hashtag tequila Thursday of the Fade 5 podcast. As we always do at the top of every single stinking episode, we got tickets in hand because we got them clutched, riding the honk, honk, plus bus requirement here, as always. Plus 100 odds or greater, mi amigo. It could be on Thursday Night Football. It could be on the college basketball hardwood, the NBA, dropping the puck and making some bucks. Just give me something, Lundy. What do you like at plus odds?
Well, let's go to the ice, Brad, because we got, a Baker's dozen. See what I did there with the Thursday Night Football? See what I did? We got a Baker's dozen of NHL action for tonight. 13 games on the schedule, which means this psycho son of a bitch is probably going to have, 12, 15, 18 tickets by the time it's over. All done. But I do know that we're going here. Let's have some fun with the gifts. The goal in the first 10, as you guys know, we like to do those. Usually two-leggers. If we're going on the yes side of things to be able to get us into positive territory, and that's what this one does, we will go to the nation's capital. That is where the Carolina Hurricanes will be to take on Ovechkin and company with Washington. We're going to say yes, there will be a goal in the first 10 in that one. Both of these teams north of 65% of the time hit the goal in the first 10. And then you got to get my Colorado Avalanche involved. Why? Because nobody in the NHL has more goals in the first 10 or allows more goals in the first 10 than the Avs. And here come the Florida Panthers. And Florida is on the second night of a back-to-back. They were in Salt Lake City last night. They won 4-3 against Utah. So part of the reason I like this for Colorado is because Sergei Bobrovsky, was in net for Florida last night, their number one goaltender. That means they are going to go to Daniil. That is their backup. So even more opportunity for Colorado to try to get on the board very quickly. So Washington and Carolina, Florida and Colorado, if you put those two together, plus 172 over at DraftKings.
All right, I'm going to go to the hashtag Tequila Thursday night affair between the Tampa Bay Bucks. I need a win. And also the Atlanta Falcons intradivisional contest. And smell my pits. That was a different choice and probably one that was not advisable, quite honestly. Hopefully it's going to be smelled a hell of a lot better for the version on the field. That is Kyle Pitts. Give me him to have the most receiving yards in the game at a plus 235. Five at DraftKings Sportsbook, certainly rolling the shoulders against the deuce by the juice. No Drake London going to be in uniform. I think Pitts is going to lead the ATL easily in receiving yards in this game, unless Darnell Mooney is bombs away like two or three times. I don't really see that come to fruition. Kirk Cousins is building a nice chemistry with Kyle Pitts, and you look and see, you go way back to week one. When he first locked horns with Tampa, 8 targets in that game, 7 grabs for 59 yards. Not too shabby. And the other key here is this. I think Tampa, cannibalization is going to rule the day with all of the key pass catchers back and in uniform. My cousin, Mike Evans, going to be likely on the field. His over-under is only at like 41.5 receiving yards right now. I like Emeka Buka quite a bit. You're going to hear his name a little bit later on in the show. You got Chris Godwin there as well. Kate Otten. Baker's going to really spread the love. So I think the targets, the volume is going to be funneled Kyle Pitts' way. And if you throw in two, that the ATL is likely going to be playing from behind and you have a negative game script, I think it's entirely viable that the tight end, and I'll put that in quotes, tight end of the Atlanta Falcons, Kyle Pitts, smells like a damn rose, better than what I have on my body right now. Give me a plus 235 at DraftKings for him to lead this game in receiving yards. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here, kicking off the countdown. I love a low threshold wager, and I'm a big fan of this one. And I understand Bookie Irving is going to be the RB1 in this triumvirate backfield. Oh, that's a fancy word, meaning there's three people going to be involved. The second fiddle, however, is going to likely be Rashad White, a little Sean Tucker peppered in there as well. All I need on Rashad White to cash the over is 16.5 rush yards. That's it. Seems like low-hanging fruit, so I'm going to go and pluck it and hopefully not get poisoned as a result at a minus 115 on this offering available at BetMGM. You look at Atlanta. Again, they are checked out mentally right now. They're thinking about the Bahamas, maybe a nice frozen margarita, some sort of daiquiri here in the – maybe go a little bit further east, the Lesser Antilles here in the Caribbean. They're on vacation already. They don't give a damn. I know it's a divisional game, and naturally those are always competitive, but fire the damn cannons with Tampa and also on Rashad White. Atlanta, when you look over the last several weeks, they're outside the top 20 in rush EPAD on the season. They're number 24 in that category, giving up a healthy 4.44 yards per carry, 99.4 rush yards per game, double deuce. 22 RBs have at least gotten 17 ground yards against them. And you look at White, even with Bucky Irving back last week and Sean Tucker even find the end zone against the Florida Lee, he played on 47.3% of the snaps, had 11 totes on the ground, went for 53 yards. He's been over 16.5 rush yards in 10 games this season. An appreciable, but not outstanding, 2.84 yak per attempt with a 17.9 missed tackle rate. I think the magic number here, Lundy, is like 6 or 7 carries. I think he's going to get that. And if he does, he is going to get to at least 20 yards, and all we need is 17 to cash. So numero cinco here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, Rashad White, over 16.5 yards, minus 115 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
Well, and especially, Brad, if this is going to be a game where the game script means that Atlanta's chasing slash Tampa is up, which, by the way, not 100% buy-in the way that you're talking about it. But I will say this. If Tampa likes where they're at, they're not going to want to burn Bucky Irving after he missed, what, 2 months, 60 days, 70 days, something like that. So you got to make sure that you get, yes, Tucker, the touchdown vulture, but you got to get Rashad White involved as well, because you do not want to overuse Irving if you've got aspirations to move on into January. So I like this at 16.5. I think the numbers kind of bounced around. I've seen 17.5. I've seen 16.5. I'm okay with either one, because I think he's going to be north of 18. So whatever your favorite book is, as long as it's below 18, you're fine.
Take flight with White.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get a little silly on the sauce on Lundy. I'm going to play same game parlay. And this time I'm going to go ahead and build it. We're going to try to trick the algorithm so we can reduce the juice and get a little baby city's mana juice as a result. So give me Tampa simply just to win straight up. Again, they have a 70% chance here tonight, NFL.com, making the playoffs. So it is far from a sure thing. They're in a battle right now in Carolina for the division title. They got to face the Panthers not once but twice here down the home stretch. So in a way, this is really kind of a must-win scenario for him. But you know how these divisional games go. They're always ultra competitive, no matter how rubbish one of the squads may be. So I think Atlanta is going to stay within at least a couple of touchdowns. So give me Tampa money line. And give me Atlanta plus 14.5 at a plus 105 there at BetMGM. I know the Falcons have been god-awful defensively. I already listed some of the rush EPA data they have allowed. However, they are top 12 in dropback EPA defense this season. Offensively, Kirk Cousins right now sinking in quicksand. That's how quickly he moves. Like, who moves faster? This is the foot race that I would pay to see. Kirk Cousins or Phillip Rivers? I can't really handicap it. I don't know. I think they're both probably like dead even money, plus 100 or minus 110 for both those guys. They definitely are the definition of Galapagos tortoises. So I know Cousins is going to hopefully have some pocket time and be able to deliver some strikes down the field to my guy Kyle Pitts, who I like to lead this game in receiving yards. Maybe a little Darnell Mooney, Kadarius Hodge, and some of the other guys. Checkdowns, of course, of Bijan Robinson. You know, I think they'll stay within somewhat a sniffing distance, but Tampa should win this game. So Numero Quattro here on the Fade Five Countdown. Same game parlay. Buccaneers, money line. Falcons, plus 14 and a half, plus 105 at BetMGM. Landy, pay to follow.
So I'm okay with this one, Brad, but I'm actually going to tell you, I don't think you need Atlanta plus 14 and a half, folks. I think you can bring that down to 10 and a half. I really do. I if you go and look at what Tampa has done so far this season, 7 wins. Okay, fine. You got 7 wins. Only 2 of them are by more than 3 points. And one of them was the blowout against the Saints. And I got to be honest, I don't really count that one because wasn't like the second half kickoff returned for a touchdown or something like that. Like that was a weird game. Other than that, Tampa's not winning by a lot. They're finding a way to win, but they're not winning by a lot. Again, of their 7 wins, 5 of them are by 3 points or less. So I think Atlanta can keep this close. That's why I made the comment a minute ago that I'm not so sure that Atlanta is going to be really chasing. I do think Tampa wins the game, but I don't think Atlanta is going to get down by a couple of touchdowns here. I think that it's going to stay somewhat competitive throughout the evening just because that's what happens. And you got to go all the way back to 2021 to find a time where these two teams played in Tampa that Atlanta didn't cover. So this is just one of those. I know that, you know, Atlanta's checking out. I know defensively they're struggling, but I think some of the injuries that Tampa is dealing with is going to catch up to them. And so you put all that together. I like this, but I like Atlanta plus 10 and a half, and you'll get better juice.
You know where I like to live? In the damn middle. Let's make some money, Lundy.
Number 3.
Numero Tres here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. What the buck? I cannot believe this is at significant plus money, but it is America, and that is on Bucky Irving anytime touchdown, plus 125. Yeah, I rolled the shoulders and definitely got seduced by that juice when I saw this at the score. I was shocked. I was a little bit befuddled, Lundy, because I thought this would be somewhere in the low minus 100 territory, like minus 110, minus 115, maybe even minus 120. But no, it's got that plus sign, and that sucked me in immediately when I fired off a ticket on it. Look at Bucky Irving. He faced his defense, remember, back in Week 1. He didn't score on the ground that game. Actually didn't do much of anything. He had 14 carries for 37 yards, but he did have 4 receptions. For 8 yards and that key receiving touchdown. I splashed Pater last week, and I believe that was a receiving touchdown as well. And you look at Bucky Irving, he has scored a touchdown 4 times in 6 games that he has seen action in this season. 13 red zone touches in those half dozen affairs, and he's number 8 among all NFL running backs entering the week in yards created per touch. So he's got the shimmy, he's got the shake, and again, I already mentioned Atlanta and their shortcomings on the ground. Number 24 rush EPAD on the year. They've given up 12 touchdowns, that 4.44 yards per carry, 131.8 total yards per game, whether via the ground or the air. Buck up, baby! I think Irving crosses the chalk at plus 125 at the score bet. Hails to the yes! Lundy, fade. Or follow.
After the name change, Score's trying to suck you in, aren't they? That's what they are. They're trying to give you the extra.
They scored my money.
Little extra sprinkle on the plus odds to try to get you to continue to stay loyal to them. I see their tricks. I see through it. I know that is not the wizard behind that curtain. I know. And the Score is doing the same thing. But hey, they sucked you in at plus 125. They got me too.
Hey, guess what? You like to get sucked in? Well, go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. It's absolutely
or if you insane. Just like to suck.
Hey, or yeah, or blow. You know, I use this baseball reference. She's gone from suck to blow. Hopefully, none of our content blows or sucks at thegamingjuice.com. All of my free fantasy football rankings, which I'm constantly updating for week 15. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, live on the site. I'm going to have NFL top props for week 15 live on the site by week's end. My fantasy flames for week 15 already live on the site. Lundy's always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet lives there as well. My always free public and transparent spreadsheet also lives on the site. If you want to drop the puck and make some bucks, follow Lundy's Picks. If you like college basketball, Doggy, your boy has been riding a heater all season long. And I'll have a college basketball bet I will share with the masses on a light slate a little bit later in the show. I can ask me a question as well, fantasy or betting, whatever is top of mind. Go ahead and fire that off. Click Ask Brad on the homepage. Sign up for a free account, and you get access to me, and I answer at my leisure, at my convenience. You get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Did I mention it's free? It's free! So go, click, converse. And cash, .. maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Oh, the you know, talk about a guy who is overjoyed that my cousin Mike Evans is back. It is Emeka Egbuka, and I went to the alt market, and I'm going to go with 50-plus receiving yards for him and a minus 110 at BetMGM. Now, truth be told, if you follow the picks on my spreadsheet, I grabbed this about 36 hours ago, Lundy, it was plus 110. So we have seen a lot of money come in. The standard line opened at 46.5 receiving yards. It's now up to 51.5 receiving yards. Last I checked there at BetMGM and various other books as well. This is a bounce back kind of game for Emeka Egbuka. I know that he has been trapped in Siberia. Oh, so cold. Oh, the teeth are chattering. A lot of shrinkage going on with his numbers overall. He's only crossed 50 yards one time in his last six games. But still, you look at the analytics, a very healthy profile, 8.5 targets a game, number four in total air yards, number 14 in total yak among all NFL receivers, number one in total deep ball targets with 23. I mean, he didn't get half of this yards on one catch. I remember back in week one, he started his NFL season and career with a cannonball splash against Atlanta. Six targets, four grabs, 67 yards, and a pair of touchdowns in that one. Look, I know the ATL is number 12 in dropback EPAD. I'm probably going to get a lot of A.J. Terrell in coverage, who's given up a 60% catch rate, 97.5 passer rating. But again, the key here is Evans. Evans is going to draw a lot of coverage away from Egbuka, who has struggled with the bracketing, who has struggled with the top dog of the opposition. Now he's going to see more of the cornerback too. Maybe it's going to be A.J. Terrell. Maybe it's going to be Mike Hughes. It doesn't matter. I think Egbuka is going to benefit for having Evans back on the field, and he's going to get enough work to get over the half-century mark. So numero dos on the countdown today. Give me Emeka Egbuka, 50-plus receiving yards. And a minus 110, you might want to hurry and grab that now at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
I will follow, but I obviously like it a lot better at plus odds. I mean, what the hell? Why didn't you text? Yeah. Why didn't you text me, jerk? Come on. When you find
look at the spreadsheet, brah.
Dude, I'm not attached to your spreadsheet umbilically. Sometimes you've got to give me a heads up, okay? I'm just saying. You know, would it kill you? Would it kill you? Come on, you're out walking Kirby the Wonder Dog, you know, just break out the phone and be like, you know, I should probably tell Lundy about these plus odds. You know, it's just so, I mean, it's the holidays, man. Be nice.
I think what Lundy is really encouraging are inappropriate photos. They're coming now, baby.
Number one.
Numero uno, the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. A little shake and bake. We're not going to go with Baker, the touchdown maker, though we could have a nice game vertically and inside the red zone with some of those end zone strikes. But I think he's going to make plays with those short and squatty legs. Give me the over 18.5 rush yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Lundy, if you want to play this thing on market, get a little bit better juice as a result for 20 plus, I would rubber stamp that as well. You look at Atlanta, they're number six on the season of pocket pressure percentage at 25.7%. So they like dialing up that heat. That is a major reason why they are also number four in most rush yards allowed to the quarterback position at 23.5. Nine times nine. Nine guys at the quarterback position have gone for at least 19 ground yards against him, including Baker in game one. I remember back in week one, 5 carries for 39 yards. He had there in Atlanta. You look at Mayfield overall, averaging 6.6 yards per carry. That's noteworthy. He's gone over this prop in 4 straight games. So the trend, hopefully, will be thy friend. And a guy that's averaging 3.3 rush attempts per game. So numero uno on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. Give me the over on that little shake and bake. Baker Mayfield over 18 and a half rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Landy, fair to follow.
Well, we're screwed because we're 5 for 5. I'm going to follow you again. This was one of my favorite. I know this is why this was number one. This is one of my favorite bets of the of the Thursday Night Affair. This is a number. Where was it? Oh, it opened, I think, at 15 and a half. 15 or 16 is where it opened. And it's jumped all the way up to 18. And I still think you can do it because I think he'll do just enough scrambling to hit this one. So there you go, folks. It's 5 for 5. So we're hosed.
Yeah, let's go down with the ship, which means we got to fire off initial action to chase our losses. It's bonus time, bonus time. Weather on Thursday Night Football between the Bucs and the Falcons. Weather on the ice, which is your specialty. Maybe look at the ultralight slate of college basketball games, the NBA. Looking ahead to the college football bowl season or the college football playoffs. Michigan. Oh, my God. What a train wreck that is right now. Notre Dame. I'll keep drinking, Irish. Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of drama in that sport, to say the least, over the last, handful of days. Lundy, all that I require is for you to fire off on some additional action. So feed me. Feed me. What you got?
I will roll with this, even though this is your specialty. I will lay the 10 and a half with Iowa State. I think they are going to smoke the Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
I think that's happening tonight. And so in the little Cy-Hawk battle, the spread is 10 and a half. I will lay it with the Cyclones. I think they are going to take care of business. I know you got a couple little college basketball parlays coming up here during bonus time, so I'll leave that to you. But I will say I really like Iowa State tonight to take care of their business. Let's go to the game tonight. This was a fun one if you follow the spreadsheet, and I have not done fantastic in the NFL this season, but every now and then we've had some things that have popped. Last weekend on the spreadsheet, I told everybody to take the under on longest reception for David Sills. All right. David Sills. He didn't even have a catch, so that cashed. That was pretty easy. His over under for his longest reception for tonight is 12 and a half. Brad, he doesn't have a single catch over 12 and a half the entire flipping season.
Interesting.
Play the under on David Sills. They're looking at him with targets, and Kirk Cousins targets him. Okay. Like, we know, like, there's some chemistry there. That's fine. The problem is, like, his average reception is like, it's something crazy, like 7.3 or like,
that's about right.
It's weird. Play the under on the 12 and a half on his longest reception, because even if he gets, let's say, 6 or 7 targets out of Cousins, they're all itty bitty, just like me, itty bitty. So just play the under, folks. Like I said, last week it cashed because he didn't have a single catch. So it worked out just fine for all of us. So again, 12 and a half is the number. Play the under on David Sills for the longest reception. I already told you that I like Atlanta. The thing to keep an eye on, by the way, is about 48 hours ago, the spread was 4.5. As of this morning, it's up to 5.5. If the money keeps coming in on Tampa, I'm going to be watching this tonight right before kickoff on Amazon. And if this thing keeps creeping up, what that means is that if I alt it to, say, 7.5 or 8.5, I'm not going to pay nearly as much juice.
Yep.
I wait for this thing. So if it keeps going and it winds up to about 6.5, then it's going to make it even easier for what Brad and I were talking about a minute ago with that same game parlay, where you take Tampa on the money line, but then you take Atlanta. Like I told you, I would take Atlanta plus 10.5. Well, I haven't built that parlay yet because I'm waiting for that spread to go up. And if it hits 6.5, I'm immediately going to take Tampa on the money line and Atlanta plus 10.5. And I think I'm going to wind up getting better numbers than I could get as of tape time right now, which is at 12:30 Eastern time. So I'm just throwing that out there for you. Derek White of your Boston Celtics, over under on his points and assists. Give me the over, which is sitting at 23.5. He's done this like 10 times in the last month. He continues to put those numbers up. So whatever his points plus assists are, folks, whatever your favorite book is, as long as it is below 25, take the over on it because he continues to do this. And again, he's done it about 10 times in the last 30 days. Another yes gift that I like for tonight. I already gave you one. Let me give you another one. Tampa and New Jersey, as well as San Jose and Toronto. I won't give you all the details, but you know I follow the goals in the first 10, and those are four teams that like to do it, and they're playing each other. So again, another one for you, Tampa and New Jersey, as well as San Jose and Toronto. That's the same juice as the one that I gave you on the plus bus. It's a plus 172 over at DraftKings. And then speaking of the ice, let's Brock and roll. Give me Brock Nelson for an anytime goal for my Colorado Avalanche tonight. Hold on. Oh yeah. Plus for him to have an anytime goal tonight. Why do I like it? Well, first and foremost, he has a goal in five of his last six home games at Ball Arena. The Avs are coming back from a four-game road trip, first home game they've had in about 11 days or so. He's been hot on home ice, but he also had a goal in each of the last two games of this road trip. So he's on his own personal heater, let alone the fact that he's now back at home where he has notched a goal in five out of the last six. And I cannot freaking resist. Plus 320 for Brock Nelson for the Avs tonight. Again, they're taking on Florida, and Florida will be having their backup goaltender in because Bobrovsky went last night in Salt Lake City. And I think that all plays in to Brock Nelson, who is really finding a groove right now with this Avs team. With that in mind, the man who's about to get snowed under, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman.
All right, let's go with a team wave. This parlay play on Thursday night football. I'm not going to give you a whole lot of reasons behind it. Lightning Maruno on the same game parlay. My cousin, Mike Evans, I'll take the under on 41.5 receiving yards. I think he's going to be on some sort of pitch count in this game. If there is any kind of upside to this Atlanta defense, it is certainly on the back end where they are number 12 in drop back EPAD. So I think it's going to be somewhere in the 30s in this game on like three receptions. May only play about 60% of the snap share. So again, I'll take the under on Mike Evans, 41.5 receiving yards. Think twice about reinserting him into your starting fantasy football lineups with the playoffs underway for millions of you this week. Leg number two, give me Kyle Pitts, 4+ receptions. Again, a guy that was certainly busy through the air of the first game. I had the 8 targets, had the 7 grabs. I think this is like a floor for him. If I am buying that he's going to lead the game in receiving yards, Nash is going to catch a lot of balls. So I think that is certainly a very pluckable piece, a low-hanging fruit. And leg number three, oh, the God, Chris Godwin. 3+ catches. That's all I need. A guy that's kind of looked like his vintage self in the last couple of weeks of, you know, playing primarily out of the slot, winning in some of those contested catch opportunities, work in the middle of the field. So we'll get at least 3 grabs. So same game parlay, folks. Thursday night football. Mike Evans on the under 41.5 receiving yards. Kyle Pitts, 4+ receptions. And Chris Godwin, 3+ receptions. Plus 186, yeah, baby, there at the score bet. Once again, sucking me in, Lundy. That's what the score is doing with that fancy schmancy juice they keep offering on a lot of those parlay bills. All right, elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy, I have one other wager in this game, at least so far, though. I think you kind of convinced me on Sills. I might have to fire off.
I'm telling you, dude, jump on. He does not have a single catch all year that is longer than 12 yards.
Yeah, he's a nickel dimer. He's kind of a Danny Amendola type. The guy just works in the short and intermediate field, and usually it's just a short field.
He could have eight targets tonight, and I'm still convinced he'll stay under that number because of how he is just a dink and dunk guy. And if Tampa brings any kind of pressure, that's what Cousins going to look to do.
Yep, that makes all the sense of the world. So I'm going to be firing off a ticket on that. Good call there, mi amigo. Another way to play Baker Mayfield on the over rush yards, you could take the over 18.5 rush yards, and then I parlayed with Rashad White in the alt market, 10. Just 10-plus rush yards. You get the plus 124 there if you want to eliminate the minus money at DraftKings. So I think that's a very simple two-legger. You're not going to get rich. But we're trying to build bankroll. We don't need 7, 8, 9, 10 legs. Oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm so smart on social media. I'm going to hit that parlay. What, one out of 100 that you actually cash in on because you missed the other 99? I hate social media troopers who continuously do that just for the sake of attention. But a little simple two-legger. Again, Mayfield over 18.5 rush yards. Rashad White, 10-plus rush yards. That's plus 124 built at DraftKings. And mention college basketball. You're on Iowa State. That spread has come down. You said 10.5. It was 12.5 last night at open. Here is how I'm going to play with an SGP plus Lundy. I'll take Iowa State minus 2.5. I'll take Iowa up to plus 26.5. I'll take the game way down to 131.5, hit the over on that. And then the plus side of it, I'll take Syracuse against St. Joe's. I'm going to go the alt line, Syracuse minus 4.5. They should win that game between 10 to 15 points, should is the operative word. And the reason why I'm playing around and not playing Iowa State straight up, it is going to be a low possession game. Iowa is going to dictate pace. Under Ben McCollum, they're one of the slowest teams in college basketball. So they're going to bleed the shot clock. They're also one of the more efficient offensive teams around. So, yeah, be careful with that 10.5 spread. I know the Cyclones in the conversation of being a Final Four contender, maybe a national title contender, after laying the smackdown on Purdue, one of the most impressive wins of my lifetime. That's not an exaggeration. Inside Mackey, just bludgeoning them from beginning to end. Nobody does that in that historic arena, not against a top-ranked Purdue team, but they did it. So, again, SGB plus, Iowa State minus 2.5, Iowa plus 26.5. The game total, take it down to 131.5, take the over on it, and then add in Syracuse minus 4.5 on the old line against St. Joe's. You get the plus 116 there at DraftKings. Frankly, that's the only wager I have in college basketball tonight. I'll have a ton more tomorrow. Obviously, Saturday, I might have like 20 tickets. I'll probably give it all back. I usually make all my money in college hoops Monday through Friday, and then I surrender shit ton of it back to the book on Saturday. I've got to curtail what I'm firing on.
In all honesty, Brad, frequently that happens to me on Saturdays with the NHL. You guys know I've told you Saturday's schedule is always packed because it's hockey night in Canada. But for whatever, it's Sunday through Friday that I'm making the money, and then I wind up giving it back on Saturday. It's really weird. By the way, I loved your Spaceballs reference earlier. You know that Josh Gad just finished shooting a sequel, right?
Yeah, I heard about that, and your shorts is indeed bigger than mine, Lundy.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited about this. The story behind it is funny. Too. Apparently, Josh Gad's daughter made a comment to him that she thought that they should do a sequel, and so he reached out to Mel Brooks, and Mel Brooks was like, I would love to, and I think Josh Gad is freaking hilarious, so I think this is going to be a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I don't think it's out till like 2027, but, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
And Mel Brooks in his 90s still get it done. One of the most hilarious screenwriters in the history of the world.
Yeah, one of the funniest people in the history of Hollywood, without question.
All right. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review? Fade or follow us as well on the X or the Twitter. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account, folks. Go to our friends at Betalytics and use that promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off your awesome projections you can access on that site. For the outstanding and lovely Nathaniel Lenny, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Hey, Sills, only catch like, I don't know, a 3-yard out, please and thank you.